Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. The UN Security Council is strongly condemning North Korea's launch of a long-range rocket, rejecting North Korea's claim that it was only placing an observation satellite into orbit. Linda Fasulo reports that the council issued the statement after Sunday's emergency session.
In the unanimous statement, Security Council members made clear that the rocket launch is a violation of UN sanctions banning North Korea from using ballistic missile technology. The Council has been discussing expanding existing sanctions against the regime since the country's fourth nuclear test in early January. Now, efforts are expected to accelerate. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said,
"Because of the DPRK's decisions and actions, we will ensure that the Security Council imposes serious consequences."
North Korea, meanwhile, has threatened to continue with such launches. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
The Turkish president says Turkey is ready, if necessary, to let in thousands of refugees fleeing a government offensive in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Ankara has so far refused to allow up to 35,000 people to cross into Turkey, but is providing food and shelter on the Syrian side of the border. The BBC's Mark Lowen is near the Turkish-Syrian border.
Turkey is trying to use this refugee influx from Aleppo as a way of highlighting what it sees as the pernicious involvement of Russia on behalf of the Assad regime, and trying to use that as a sort of way of pushing the international community to put pressure on Russia. So it's a complex game going on here.
The BBC's Mark Lowen. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says respecting women's human rights and granting them access to reproductive health services are essential in the fight against the Zika virus. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the virus is possibly linked to an upsurge of birth defects in newborns in Latin America.
Some governments, like El Salvador, are asking women to delay getting pregnant. But the High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Cecile Puy, says those countries aren't providing women with the means to control or prevent an unwanted pregnancy.
In situations where sexual violence is rampant and sexual and reproductive health services are criminalized or simply unavailable, efforts to halt to this crisis will not be enhanced by placing the focus on advising women or girls not to become pregnant.
Puy says the Zika crisis will not be overcome unless women and girls of childbearing age receive legal access to contraception and safe abortions. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The Broncos' defense helped Denver claim its third Super Bowl trophy with a 24-10 win Sunday night over the mistake-prone Carolina Panthers. In what may have been his final game, 39-year-old Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning notched a 2-2 lifetime record in Super Bowls. It was also Manning's 200th career victory. This is NPR News. The family of the murder victim, who is one of the main subjects of the podcast Serial, says an alibi witness should not have testified last week. Kenneth Burns with member station WYPR reports the statement comes before proceedings into whether Adnan Syed will get a new trial extends into a fourth day.
Adnan Syed, who was convicted of killing Haemin Lee in 2000, wants a new trial because his original defense attorney did not seek out witness Asia Chapman, known to Serial listeners as Asia McClain. She testified last week that she saw Syed in the library the day Lee disappeared. But Lee's family says through a statement read by Deputy Attorney General Tharu Vignaraja, they wished Chapman did not get involved.
Whatever her personal motives, we forgive her, but we hope she will not use Hay's name in public, which hurts us when we hear it from her.
The post-conviction proceedings were scheduled to end last Friday, but have been extended by another day to allow time for the state to present its case. For NPR News, I'm Kenneth Burns in Baltimore.
A government spokesman in Somalia has told the Associated Press that security video footage taken at Mogadishu Airport shows two men handing what looks like a laptop computer to a suspected suicide bomber after he had passed through the security checkpoint. The official also told the AP that at least one of the men delivering the laptop was an airport employee. The explosion on the jet on Tuesday created a gaping hole in the fuselage and forced the plane to make an emergency landing back at the Mogadishu airport. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.